as we come together on this morning, thanking God for another opportunity to come together to sing praises unto Him, to partake of the Lord's Supper, and to give back a portion of that in which He has allowed us to prosper. It is good to be back in the city after being gone for a week, which sometimes seems like a whole lot longer than a week. We enjoyed ourselves at the Lachlan congregation in Ohio, right outside of Cincinnati, and had an opportunity to meet some wonderful brethren there, not just from the Lachlan congregation, but from many other congregations from that area that came over to the gospel meeting. And for those that traveled that way, again, we are thankful for you. I'm glad that you were able to come and to get there safely and also to return home safely. The work that we strive to do for the Lord is a wonderful work as we endeavor the life's endeavors to spread the gospel. We need more people that are willing to teach God's word. We need more people that are willing to preach God's word. And we're most definitely looking for more people to be obedient unto God's word. But once you become a child of God, the pew is not the place that you want to always be. You want to be in front of a class, you want to be directing a class, or you want to be before an assembly of the people sharing God's word. So this morning, we're going to talk about leadership. We're going to talk about leadership. Lead, follow, or get out of the way. That is a term that has been used. It was used by Patton. It's used by the military today. I remember approaching an individual as I was exiting the mess hall, and they were standing in the doorway. And sentiments to them was leave, follow, or get out of the way. And he turned around, and it was an officer. Nothing changed. Officers get in the way, too. Some in here have been an officer. Others have wanted to be an officer. But as far as getting in the way, sometimes as an NCO, we found that officers sometime were in the way. They were the leaders. We were the followers. But sometimes they just had to get out of the way and let the enlisted do their jobs. Well, in the Lord's church, we have leaders. We have an organization, the organization of the Lord's church. We have elders. We have deacons. We have preachers. We have teachers. We have members. Each one of those categories, we understand that you have to be a member before you can be anything else in the Lord's church. We have those individuals that become teachers. We have those individuals that become elders. We have those individuals that become deacons in the Lord's church. But being a member of the Lord's church, we have a responsibility to strive to be a leader, to strive to be a leader. You may not always get to where you want to be. Those of you that are here right now that are young men, that are little boys, that are young men, you may want to be an elder, but there's something in your life as you grow older, something may happen that you may not be an elder. You may not qualify to be an elder. You may not qualify to be a deacon. You may not want to be a preacher. But you must be a teacher of the Word of God. And the Bible is very clear on that. From the book of Mark, the chapter is 16 and the verse is 15. Mark chapter 16 and the verse is 15. We all must be teachers of the Word of God. Whatever you have learned from anyone else, you need to become a Christian. You need to teach those things to someone else as you meet people out in the world. We are to be as Christ was, and as we find in Scripture, we must be willing to teach the Word. Remember the words of Jesus as He came and as He was preaching the same message in which John preached. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus taught that. Jesus preached that. And as we find our commission here in the book of Mark chapter 16 and the verse is 15. It's the Great Commission. He gave it to his disciples, but it is also for us today. He says, go, and he said to them, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Go, go, go. He didn't say sit, did he? He says, go, not stand still, but go. Lead, follow, or get out of the way. Go, go preach, go teach the word of God. Matthew chapter 28 talks about teaching. Matthew chapter 28 talks about teaching. And as we think about teaching, again, let us remember to do the things that God wants us to do. Let us be obedient to him. I was going to do that when I got up here, but I forgot. Lead, follow, or get out of the way. Sometimes we need some prompting to do what we're supposed to do. Sometimes we need some encouragement to do what we're supposed to do. We need encouragement. We need prompting to teach God's word. If we do not do right, God will make sure that we do not get the rewards that he has in store for us. So lead, follow, or get out of the way. Qualities need to be of a good leader. Qualities needed to be a good leader. We need some qualities. We must know how to lead. We need this quality in our life. If we are proclaiming to be children of God, we need to be an example to someone else. And in order to be an example, sometimes we need an example. We need someone to teach us the things in which we need in order to strive in this world, in this life, to be what God wants us to be or who God wants us to be. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and the verse is 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and the verse is 1. Paul is very clear. It's a very simple verse. He's very clear on this. Be imitators of me as I am of Christ. Paul didn't say he was following after any man, did he? Be imitators of me as I am of Christ. When you imitate someone, you do what they did, or you're doing what they're doing. You're mimicking them. If we are imitators of Paul as he writes to the church of Corinth here, if we're imitators of him, we're do fine. Why? Because he's doing what God wants him to do. He's an imitator of Christ. He's out there trying to save men's souls. He's out there teaching the truth. He's out there promoting the gospel. He's out there leading people in the way that they should be going. Are you willing today to lead someone? Are you willing today to follow someone? If not, get out of the way. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and the verse 6. Am I promoting at that point? Am I promoting people to fall away from the Lord's church? No, that's not really what I'm promoting. What I want you to do, what I would like for you to do, what God would like for you to do, is fall in where you fit in. Everybody can't preach God's word. Everybody can't stand before a class and teach God's word. But you can do your part. You can do your part. And if you do your part is going to be just what you have the ability to do. Again, what you were taught, teach someone else. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and the verse is 6. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord. For you received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit. You, he says, now he wrote one thing to the Corinthians, you be imitators of me as I am of the Lord. And now he is saying here to the church of the First Thessalonians, and you became imitators of us. You conformed. You did what you were supposed to do. Are we willing today to conform? Are we willing to do what we're supposed to do? To follow after someone that we know is following after Christ? Come on, come go with me. You know, the question is asked, where are you going? Do I really want to go with you? If that person is going in the right direction, you want to follow them. Have anyone ever asked you for directions? And you say, wait a minute, let me get them for you. And you type it on your phone, those directions for them, and you give them to them. They say, thank you very much. Or just off the top of your head, you give them directions on how to get to where they're supposed to go, where they need to be. Now, I've heard a man, he gave some directions. I really don't really believe that as he was giving those directions, he gave not one street name in those directions. But he gave those individuals directions that they need to get to the place they needed to be. When we look in God's Word, we have the directions on how to become Christians that God would be pleased with. You can go and read the book of Colossians chapter 3. And it talks about the new life in Christ. We can be who God wants us to be if we would put off some things and put on the things that God would be pleased with. So we must lead. This is a good quality here. A quality that we all need to possess in our lives must lead people the way that they should go. How are we to do that? We're to have knowledge. We have to have knowledge. You don't know the directions, don't try to give the directions to anyone. If you don't know the answer, don't try to make up an answer. Well, it sounds good, so let me tell it to you like this. Bible questions deserve Bible answers. If it's not a Bible question, dismiss it. Don't even entertain it. If it's a Bible question you don't know the answer, tell the individual, let me get back to you. Let me call you after a while. You remember where you used to be able to call the operator and you ask her for directions, ask her for a number, and they give you that number, and it was free at that time. Now they're requiring you to pay to get directions. If you want me to give you these directions, I can also connect you for a small fee. Well, when we started talking about Bible knowledge is free. We're willing to open up the Word of God, and we're willing to share the Word of God with people in order for them to know the direction they need to go. So we find in the book of 2 Peter chapter 1 and the verse is 5. 2 Peter chapter 1 and the verse is 5. Let's start with verse 3. Because we have to know what we have first off, right? We need this knowledge. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence, by which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is the world because of sinful desire. And we find there verse 5. For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge. Every effort. You have time to spare. You have time to get into trouble. Spend that extra time in God's Word. Make the effort to study, to gain the knowledge that God would have you to have in order to be able to help others. Again, verse 3, his divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his glory, to his own glory and excellence. Has God not given us what we need to know what he desires? How to live and to be satisfied in this world? Has God not given us those things? Yes, he has given us those things. So we need to obtain this. Is there waiting on us? We need to open up the book and we need to study it. Unless, again, you don't want to lead. You don't want to follow, but you just want to get out of the way. I believe that there are some people that would much rather, you know, remain a follower than a leader. And again, there's nothing wrong with that, because there were followers of Jesus, his disciples, they followed him. But we also know that there were some that wanted to get out of the way. And the Bible tells us that in John chapter 6, verse 66. And many of his disciples turned back to follow him no more. So what did they do? They didn't want to lead. They didn't want to follow. So they just got out of the way. So sometimes we need that. We need to purge some people sometimes. And the reason we purge them is not, again, to make them stay out there in the world, but to make them realize how much they really need us. How much they really need God. Because we're doing the things that God wants us to do. 1 Peter chapter 3 and the verse is 15. 1 Peter chapter 3 and the verse is 15. But in your hearts honor Christ, the Lord is holy. Also being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect. Gentleness and respect. Be ready, he says, be ready. Are you ready today? If someone asks you a question regarding salvation, are you ready to give them that answer? If someone asks you a question regarding heaven and hell, are you ready to give them that answer? If someone just asks you a basic question about marriage, are you ready to give them that answer? About wives and husbands, about family, are you willing to give them that answer? Are you ready to give them that answer? If not, why not? See, we must have convictions. We must have convictions, and our convictions must not be according to this world, but it must be according to God's word. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and the verse is 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and the verse is 13. Convictions. Verse 13. Since we have the same spirit of faith according to what has been written, I believed and so I spoke. We also believe and so we also speak. Knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. So we need some type of conviction. What do you believe in today? Do you believe that there is a God? Do you believe that he sent his son to die for the sins of the world? Do you believe that Jesus sent the Comforter in order to guide his disciples into all truth? Or do you believe those things? Are you convicted by those things? And if so, are you doing what you need to be doing to become a leader in the Lord's church? To be someone that people can look up to and say, you know, that's a good man over there. That's a good woman over there. They're dedicated to God and I'm willing to follow them. Anita had a lady that worked on her job back in the day, and she used to say, you know, this one woman, she would do whatever Anita told her, and someone would ask her a question. She said, you know, Anita told me this and Anita told me that. They said, well, if Anita tell you to go jump off a bridge, would you do it? And she said, yes, I'd do it because I know if Anita tell me, it's going to be safe. Now, if she tell me to go jump off a bridge, it's a different story. I'm not going to do it. See, we have to understand that when we believe in something or somebody, we're convicted. We are convicted. And when you believe in God's word, when you believe that he sent his son was crucified, his son was buried, his son was raised, we're convicted by that. Means that we are willing to follow his word. We're willing to follow him. And as we are followers, sometime as we're following, we're selected to be leaders, or we grow into leaders. We need people that are willing, first off, to follow. And we need people to strive to be leaders. So we must have convictions. And this is one where a lot of times we have problems. We have problems because people are not willing to sacrifice anything for the cause of Christ. Not willing to sacrifice. We need to make sacrifices. We have to be willing to make sacrifices. We have to sacrifice our friends. You know, I no longer can be your friend the way that we have been friends. Now, I can sit and I can talk with you. I can sit and I can enjoy some doing some things with you. But there are some other things in which you have done or which we have done together. I can't do those things anymore. And then we just have to just, you know, straight out tell some people, we cannot be friends any longer because you are not going to change the things in which you do. No, we don't hang out with bank robbers. We don't hang out with murderers. Why? Because if you hang out with them, when the law finally catch up with them, it's going to take you down too. They're going to take you down. Why? Because there you are. You know, in the car with them, they probably stole the car just as they stole the money. They're going to get both for you. Let me see what you got in your pocket. And they give you some of those. You pull out that big wad that your friend gave you because he's your friend. And they start tracing those serial numbers. You're just as guilty as the next man. You may not know where it came from, but it's in your pocket. So therefore, we need to do the things that are right. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. And I know none of you hang out with bank robbers or murderers, but we do hang out with some people that we don't need to be hanging out with. Amen. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service. Well, one version says, which is your reasonable service. He's not going to ask you to do anything that you can't do. Your spiritual service, your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. You know who this is for? This is for every Christian. We can know what is right and we can know what is wrong. If you keep hanging out with the world, you're going to turn a deaf ear to the things that are right. You're going to act like you don't even see the things that are right. You're going to act like you can't even see the things that you're doing that are wrong, because you're conformed now to the world. You're acting like them. You're satisfied with them. But we have to be willing to make personal sacrifices, to give up some things in which we say that we love. This job I have, I know that you know, the people of the Lord, they frown upon this because God frowns upon it. But I'm going to still work in this bar. I'm still going to serve these drinks to these people. I'm still going to go out to the clubs, and I'm going to be the bouncer there, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And we can name a whole lot of things that we're not willing to give up because, you know, we're making good money. All money isn't good money. Let us understand that right now. If it's not right in the eyes of God, we need to give it up. We need to sacrifice, personal sacrifices for the cause of Christ, in order to become followers of Him, in order to become leaders of Him. So let's change our way of thinking. Let's change our way of living. Let's do the things that are right. We need to be what? A living sacrifice. A living sacrifice. We must be. Well, what was a sacrifice and what is a sacrifice? You know, we think about the Old Testament. God did not accept things that were not clean. He did not accept things that were not pure. He didn't accept things that were lame. He didn't accept things that were blind. So why do you think He will accept us when we're doing wrong? If we are to be a living sacrifice, we are to be the best people we can be. His children. So let's remember that as we think about leadership. We must have courage. We must have courage. Do you have courage today? Do you have courage to do what is right? Do you have courage to venture off into an area where you've never been before? Do you have courage to do those things? You know, if we are God's people, let's understand that God is not, we talk about the Bible, talk about God directing our path. God will not lead us anywhere where we should not be, where we're going to fall into harm, hurt, or danger. God is not going to lead us there. And if we are there, remember what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, if we are there, God can deliver us from that place if He so desired to. But sometimes, instead of praying to get out of the storm, we need to pray that we may stay in the storm in order for us to become good followers of the Lord, or to become good leaders of the Lord's people. We find in Ecclesiastes chapter 11 and the verse is 4. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 and the verse is 4. Let's start with verse 1 first off. Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Give a portion to 7 or even to 8, for you know not what disaster may happen on earth. If the clouds are full of rain, they empty themselves on the earth. And if a tree falls to the south or to the north, in the place where the tree falls, there it lies. In verse 4, he who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. Have you ever heard someone say this? Oh, when I get my life together, I'm coming back to the Lord. You know, I got some problems right now. I'm working on some things. When I get those problems solved, when I get those things worked out, I'm coming back to church. Have you ever heard anyone say that? Let me let you in on a little secret. You can't get it right out there. You're not going to work or have your problem solved out there. You need to be amongst God's people. You need to be worshiping God. You need to be doing things that God is pleased with. If we're waiting on perfection, we'll never get anything done. The man that is looking at the wind, he's not going to go out there and sow his seed. He's going to say, well, you know, the wind is going to take them away. Dig that hole deep enough, plant that seed. You don't have to worry about the wind taking it away. We're waiting on good weather to do this. We're waiting on good weather to do that. What if the weather never gets good? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Joshua chapter 1 and the verses 6 through 9. We must have courage to do things that the other man or the next man do not want to do. We must have courage. So we find in the book of Joshua chapter 1 verses 6 through 9. Again, God's word is very clear on how we should conduct ourselves, the things in which we need to do, again, in order to be pleasing unto Him. And there are many people that are displeasing to God because they do not want to abide by His word. And we need to abide by His word. Joshua was the successor of Moses. And there we find, even at the end of the book of Deuteronomy, where there was some encouragement given to Joshua, and we go even to chapter 1. Well, this encouragement doesn't just come, you know, arbitrarily and say, you know, some man walking up to Joshua and say, Joshua, you need to do this, or Joshua, you need to do that. No, this encouragement came from the Lord. It came from the Lord. And we find there in verse 6 of Joshua chapter 1, verse 6, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, he says, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. Continuing there in verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. I have not commanded you, or have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. And do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. I want you to look at that very carefully. Joshua was a follower. Joshua became a great leader. He didn't get out of the way. He stood in the way. Did what God wanted him to do. And he said, God said to him, I will be with you. We don't have to go through this journey alone. We have brothers and sisters who are there with us, who are there trying to encourage us. But let's focus on what God said there in the last verse. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Amen. We sing that hymn, take the name of the Lord with you. Take the name of the Lord with you. Are we willing today to go with God? Are we willing to go where He leads us? Are we willing to do what we're commanded to do? Are we willing to stand up? Are we willing to stand up for what we know to be right? When we talk about we must have courage, as Paul said there in the book of Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Do we have the courage that Paul had? Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel. Not ashamed of the gospel. Why? For it is the power of God. The power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Do we have that type of courage to tell someone, I'm not ashamed of who I am. I'm not ashamed of God's word. I'm not ashamed to own him as my king. I am not ashamed. So therefore we tell people who we are and what they need to do. Try it. Try it. You just might like it. Lead, follow, or get out of the way. Which category do you fall in this morning? Do you fall into the category where you've been out of the way and you're ready to become a follower? Well, the invitation is yours. Come, make the confession that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Be immersed in a watery grave for the remission of your sins. Rise and to walk a newness of life. Be a follower of the Lord. Prove your friends wrong. Where they say you will never be anybody. Become a child of God. And then those individuals that tell the children, you're going to always be a follower. Become a leader. One that says, you know, I can't teach anybody, but yet you find yourself teaching everybody. Your life is an example to others. Again, what did Paul say? Be imitators of me as I am of Christ. Be imitators of me as I am of Christ. Be a leader. Be someone that somebody can look up to. See, we got enough, you know, negative role models out there that people are looking up to. Become positive. Someone that somebody can say, hey, I want to be like them because I know that they're living a life that God is pleased with. If you're subject to that invitation on this morning, being not a child of God, but we are willing to become one, we're encouraging you to do so. Maybe you're straight away from the fold. We're asking you to come back. You're doing something that God is displeased with. We're asking you to stop doing those things. Repent. Have a change of mind. Come to Christ. Ask him to forgive you for that. If you've committed a sin against somebody, go to them. Ask them to forgive you and continue to live your life. That God may be pleased with you. If you're here and you're subject to the invitation, we ask you to please come as we stand and sing the invitation hymn.